welcome to 404 Site Not Found for October 6th. That sounds right, yeah? I don't know anymore. October 6th, 2025. And we're doing, this is a very special podcast episode as we are trying a new pizza. Now, I am not Joe, what's his face?
Steinkamp.
And I don't get in on the weird food stuff much, but
with one exception.
With one exception. I mean, we tried the Reese's Oreo.
That wasn't weird though. That was just good.
No, this is weird, Joe. This is for you. This is the Tombstone. So let's just start with the Tombstone. The Tombstone Bacon Cheese French Fry Pizza. The box says that it is a fry lover's dream. So it is made with a French fry crust. It has bacon and cheese.
Yeah, so it's the idea is like you go to a restaurant, you get bacon cheese fries. Supposed to mimic that.
I want to point out this isn't even the weird pizza. The weird pizza was the chili cheese pizza, and I'm scared of that.
We went for the safer alternative.
We went for the safe one because you can't screw bacon up too bad. I mean, you can.
Well, also keep in mind, this is a budget frozen pizza brand.
Yeah,
so it's Tombstone. So anything is possible.
By the way, the box says the official pizza of Halloween. And we are in the time of year now.
Yeah, and it was funny, we were talking about making this. We had plans for tacos and the meat's still frozen.
Yeah.
So I had to come up with a
plan. So here we go.
And I kind of made the joke, this should be a podcast. And
so step one, I'm going to need to check the oven really quick. We need to put the bottom rack in the lower position. This pizza goes on the bottom of the oven. So our rack is good.
Probably to make sure it's crispy. I will probably be going outside and enjoying the weather while this is cooking.
Yeah. I don't actually blame you. I might do the same thing. Okay. So we're going to set our oven to 425. And our oven is set.
It goes by increments of 5, so you have to do a little math every time you use
the oven. Oh, and it's gas, so it clicks.
Yes.
And I love gas ovens and stoves. I used to, I don't know, I could go either way on that stuff.
I have used both, and I tend to have definitely a soft spot for cooking on gas.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm liking it more than I used to.
I like that I can hear that it's on, and that I can feel very quickly that it's warming up.
Well, I had a flat top stove. Remember my flat top in Colorado?
Very easy to clean.
We wait for this, originally I was going to do a jump cut, but I realized that we haven't talked about the wedding.
Wedding?
Yeah, the wedding.
Oh, that wedding.
Yeah, the thing we did where we got married and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that one.
The fact, you know, that you're Mrs. Irvin now.
Oh, yeah. You know, I, like, forgot or something.
But I'm Evren. we're not going to tell that story.
We'll just say that often people misspell
my last name.
Last names.
Yeah.
Even when I was Henson, sometimes I was Hanson, sometimes I was Henderson.
Oh no, you were Henderson. Not Henderson.
Not Henderson.
No. Now you're going to get your last name misspelled even worse. You're going to be Irving. You're going to be Evren.
Irwin.
Probably. So we have to take the pizza out of its wrapping, and we also have to take the cardboard.
Yeah, so does the pizza bake directly on the shelf, or you put it on a pizza pan? Ooh, I'm going outside for that.
The bottom doesn't look bad, actually. Sometimes you get I'm going to walk by the garbage can here.
Okay, so back out of your way a little bit.
There. Sometimes you'll get a crust and it just looks like it's crumbly on the bottom. This looks like it's solid.
Oh, good.
I do have a pizza pan on the stove. Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey. And I also am kind of missing part of my voice, if you guys haven't noticed.
Getting over the sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the wedding.
No, I could put it on a... It's sitting on a pizza pan right now.
Is
I'm
that
actually...
going to lessen the crispy if you do that?
I don't think it'll be by much.
And maybe that'll help with drippy stuff, too.
Nah, it's still going to drip through the little holes in the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, safety tip. Always clean the bottom of your oven, especially if you can't put some sort of crumb catcher pan in there when you're cooking.
I'm going to put this on a pan in there. I think we're just going to do that. It'll be easier to get back out again.
Yeah.
We're just going to do that.
Yes.
But yes, the wedding was very good. We want to thank everyone that watched it. I will throw a link in this podcast video or episode because it will, I mean, this video will be on YouTube too, but excuse me. I will throw a link to the video of the wedding in the podcast description. So if you have not watched it yet or you'd like to watch it again, you can do so. It was awesome. We had a really awesome, both in person and online turnout.
Yes, everyone made it.
And we had a really nice little mini honeymoon. Unfortunately, I got sick. But
I got sick first, so I wasn't quite as badly impacted for
no.
whatever reason.
I got it way worse. But we did bring Sir Duxworth quacking in the first, and he did get to go swimming.
He sure did.
And he liked it.
And then he got home and went swimming in the sink.
And he's actually going to go swimming, or I don't know if he'll swim, but he's going to go with us to our work trip.
Yes, and we flipped a coin. I think it was either on here or on a Chatting with Viewers, I don't remember which, and determined that he would be going in your suitcase.
Correct.
Because that's how we decide things.
Yeah, that's how we make our big life choices.
Hey, sometimes it works. If you're torn between two things for dinner and both sound equally good, or you have one person that really wants one thing and another person that really wants something else and maybe they can have it tomorrow, you flip a coin. Or pick something middle of the road that's neither of the choices.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to do that, actually, where we couldn't agree on something, and so we had to pick a third.
Yeah. Marriage advice.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, your advice is solve all your problems by flipping a coin.
Or agreeing to disagree and pick something else.
So yeah, this pizza's going to go on a pan. I have a pizza pan, so it's not like a cookie sheet. I honestly don't find a huge difference when I use a pan versus not using a pan.
Yeah, I think the only time we noticed a big difference was with the home run in pizza.
And even that, it was still kind of soft, so I don't think it mattered all that much. Because it's still, I mean, the only thing is it's, well, when you put a pizza in, on the pan's not hot.
Right.
So I don't know, like, I mean, it's got to heat that pan, so I don't think, I don't actually know if it even matters all that much.
Yeah, these are the interesting things we discuss, and of course, we both just had a day of work, so there's a little bit of brain fry.
Yeah, but we're going to try it on this pan. They say 20 to 22 minutes, so as soon as this bloops, pan will go in, and we'll do a jump cut to us taking up the pizza, cutting it, and hopefully...
And it trying it.
You know, I have a pizza wheel?
Uh-oh.
I should have a pizza wheel. I'm going to look for the pizza wheel, because...
I don't know if we really thought that through. Again, we were supposed to have tacos. This was kind of contingency plan...
7.
Pretty much.
We've been avoiding scary pizza.
And finally decided it was time to stop the avoidance because running away from your problems doesn't make them go away.
I mean...
Or something.
It does if it's a lion, yes. If you run away long enough, I think the lion will leave you alone. I actually don't know. I'm not a lionologist.
Me either. If anyone knows, let us
if
know.
You have ever had to run away from a lion before, please comment. Right, so I did find a pizza wheel.
All right. I feel like at one point we discussed getting a new one, and of course...
No, this is a new one.
Oh, that is a new
one. Yeah, I bought a new one. Yes, this is a big old pizza
wheel.
And also,
big thank you to the folks that bought wedding gifts.
Yes, thank you so much.
we are working on a little something for that.
Just if you are listening and you bought us a wedding gift off the registry, we are going to send out thank you videos. I've been sick and we are traveling for work. I have a feeling it's going to happen when we get back.
As long as we're not sick again.
I hope not.
Yeah, that was what we wanted to do because thank you cards are not super feasible in our situation. But we wanted to take a few moments to acknowledge the fact that people were nice and bought things. And hey, we've gotten amazing use out of things.
Yeah.
Hey, blender.
Yeah, I'm buying this stuff for pina coladas again.
Yes. We're boring and we do them without the alcohol.
Well, and I think we've discussed this on the podcast. It is very difficult to have alcohol delivered in our part of
the country.
Just the city. Because I know Alan has been like, oh, I can get it.
Not good for Alan.
Yeah, I know, but not us. So what I'm hearing is we need to Uber to Alan's.
Yes.
And just order our alcohol and then Uber home.
There we go. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to get creative.
Yeah.
But no, we honestly like them just as like a dessert drink without the special effects.
I mean, I have a whole bottle of Malort in the cupboard that
I haven't even opened it.
No.
I haven't even opened it. Plenty of beer in the fridge.
Two types. We have Rough Tail. Everything runs with orange. And we have Leinenkugel's. The oldest brewery in America, by the way.
We're just not big drinkers.
According to the Cubs, all the commercials I hear, Leinenkugel's, the oldest brewery in America.
Oh, is that who made Yingling?
Or did I say, oh my gosh, yeah, Yingling, sorry. I wish I had Leinenkugel's. I go for some summer shandy.
I thought that was Sam Adams, or is there a different
one? Adams also does a summer shandy, but Leinenkugel's summer shandy is so good. It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah, welcome to our scatterbrainedness. I hope you all are enjoying.
We're killing time for this to beep.
Pretty much, because it makes an interesting little sound when it is done preheating.
Anytime now.
Taking its
hey, did you hear Rush is going back on tour?
Without Neil?
Yeah.
Sacrilege.
Well, they actually got the okay from his family. I guess they went to his wife and daughter and were like, if we did a reunion tour, would you give us your blessing?
Who would they get to?
They have a drummer. I don't know. I feel like Geddy could probably do it. He's just that awesome.
Yeah, Geddy's going to sing, play drums and guitar, or bass. There it goes.
I thought Alex was bass.
Oh, maybe.
Or is Geddy? I don't know.
I don't remember what Geddy
was. I'm not a Rushologist.
Not either. We need Damon.
Yeah, our oven needs a little cleaning. It's not awful. Alexa. Set a pizza timer for 22 minutes. Okay, well, we will see you back in a little while.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back, and I saved you all having to deal with a timer and all the craziness. Our pizza is out, and I have a cut.
All right.
Figure we just cut out the unnecessary stuff.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
Nope, more on that later. I realized you were recording when you were.
Okay.
That's okay. Now it's about time to serve up pizza.
Yeah. I am not a great pizza cutter.
Me either. I'm not really a great much of anything cutter.
This did not cut well at all. I'm just gonna get a knife and go back.
Finish the cut.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to drink?
Smell like?
I don't know. It just you know, normally you make a pizza and there's like a pizza-y smell that you expect.
Yeah.
And so it is very clear that, at least based on that, that though this is shaped like a pizza, they didn't like try to put pizza sauce into this mix, which
right.
is good. Don't think that would be very appetizing.
No, I don't think so either. Maybe less so if it was the chili one.
Yeah, that's... I don't know about that.
Okay. You know, I grabbed a plate. Oh, there it is.
Place it.
And I misplaced it, yep. All right. I got a slice of pizza.
It is the official pizza of Halloween, folks.
Yep. I will pick you all up.
You're moving to the table. Probably just get a little bit of eating right. I don't think we need to, like, capture
no.
a whole bunch of chewing. But we'll get first impressions.
Need to get me a piece?
Yes.
I figured I was going to let you try it and see if it was safe to eat or not, but...
No. That is not how that works.
Okay. I have to try.
Very funny. So, yeah, it feels like a piece of pizza. But you can definitely smell the bacon and french fry thing yeah. going on.
I did such a poor job cutting this that I literally just have a giant hunk of pizza.
Hope you like it.
I hope so too.
All right. It does seem like it crisped pretty good. Like it's not flopping around when I pick
it. It crisped fine. Yeah, this crisped good.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
I don't hate this.
No. Okay, this is, wow.
I think I just found my favorite Tombstone pizza.
So, I feel like I'm eating french fries.
Yeah, with some bacon and cheese.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they made this.
So it's probably like a cheese sauce.
Well, the crust is really intriguing. So they call it a french fry crust. And
what if they actually made it like with potatoes?
I don't know. Is it like shredded potato or something? I will say it could use a little more flavor. I mean, it's cheese and it's bacon.
I think you could maybe a little bit of a better cheese or like add some seasonings.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe like throw a little ranch in the mix.
I wonder, was this made for kids? Because I could see kids eating this up. And in kind of a weird way, I kind of miss like a sausage Tombstone pizza. There is something about a Tombstone pizza that I really like. This is pretty good. But Yeah, it's not bad.
No. Would I eat it again? Maybe. It's probably not going to be something that I go, ooh, I absolutely have to have one of these pizzas again, but I'm also not frightened away by it.
So the edge, the crust, kind of feels like I'm chewing on a potato chip. And that's intriguing to me, because it's not what I expect from my pizza. I feel like I just bit into like a Lay's potato chip crust.
Part of me wonders, does this need a content warning for all the chewing?
I don't know. If you don't...
Some people get icked out by that stuff. Mm. I don't know.
Why? You know what? What is with content warnings, by the way? Everything has to have content warnings, though.
Content warning does not contain content
warning. I remember when I was younger. And, like, just things happened. But everything now has content warnings.
I know it's supposed to try to make the world a friendlier, safer place, but you are also counting on everyone to follow all the same rules. It just doesn't work that way.
No.
Wow. The crust is kind of like biting into a potato chip.
Yeah. I like it. I wish this had a little more something going on for it.
Yeah, do you like a spicier nacho cheese?
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, okay.
This stuff is kind of making me want bacon onion dip at local.
For sure. Okay, I like this. We bought this and we're like kind of scared. And we put off making it for a while. But it's not horrible.
No, it's really not.
Am I going to go run out and buy another one? No. I'd rather have a home run and pizza. But this is decent.
If you like pizza and you like cheese fries,
then you're going to like this pizza. Okay.
If you pizza when you're supposed to cheese fry, you're going to have a bad time. In this instance.
So there you go. The Tombstone Bacon Cheese Fry Pizza.
With the French fry crust.
Not bad.
No, if somebody offered this at a party, I'd probably eat it.
Yeah. It's interesting to me that it's Tombstone. You know who had a pizza that I loved? DiGiorno had a croissant pizza.
Interesting.
That thing was good. I love seeing companies try different crusts. So, okay. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed the pizza-tastic pizza-ness of the podcast. And we will see you when we see you here on 404 Site Not Found.